Governor Cuomo campaigned last fall, along with his running mate and now Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, on passing all 10 of the provisions in his Women's Equality Act, including a measure to codify into state law the rights included in the federal Roe v. Wade decision. Hochul, who presided over an anti-campus sexual assault forum at the Capitol, says she's simply facing political realities like the takeover of the state Senate by Republicans in the November elections.
We had hoped that there would be sufficient pressure on the Senate to have enough votes to adopt the entire package, yes. And there was a lot of excitement and enthusiasm from women all across the state in support of this. But elections have consequences. And the Democrats don't control the Senate, and the Senate does not see fit to include that plank at this time. So at this point, the belief of the Assembly is to separate, and the governor's looking at that, and it's time to move on.
Later, in an interview, Hochul says she still cares very deeply about the issue of abortion rights.
Absolutely not giving up on this issue. This is something that the governor and I believe in with every fiber of our being, that the state of New York should have its laws updated, and that's all this is talking about. Our laws were enacted back in 1970 before Roe v. Wade. We're simply asking to make sure that New York state laws are in conformity with federal law. That's all it's all about, and I don't understand why it's so controversial.
A spokeswoman for Governor Cuomo says the governor has introduced his Women's Equality Act in two versions, as a single package and also as individual measures. Spokeswoman Melissa DeRosa says the only thing that's changed is the dynamics in the Assembly. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie confirms that the views of Assembly Democrats have changed and that the women in the conference are driving the decision to decouple the abortion rights measure from the other women's rights issues for now.
I will try to be, member-driven, and this was the direction that we wanted to go on.
But Hastie says Assembly Democrats overwhelmingly back all 10 points of the Women's Equality Act and even plan to add more provisions of their own. Abortion rights groups are also willing to move on for now. Andrea Miller with NARAL Pro-Choice says she's taking a long-term view.
We're looking ahead. You know, it's the first of 2 years going into a big election year. And I continue to believe that being pro-choice in New York State is a nonpartisan issue. And my hope would be that there would be some members of the Senate who would want to get on board with that.
The Assembly approved new measures cracking down on human trafficking. One of those bills is the same as one passed earlier this year in the Senate and will be sent to the governor's desk for a signature. Other provisions still require negotiation, including separate measures in the Assembly and Senate to provide paid family leave to New York's workers. Senate Republicans, who have called the abortion rights measure extreme and unnecessary, point out that they have already approved the other 9 points in the Women's Equality Act, including pay equality and protection against pregnancy discrimination. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.